Oh, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre here with you. We are live here in the studio this morning. It's Thursday, May 23rd, and it's Eats a Pizza Night in Pittsfield, and we'll be talking all about that with Bob Heck, who is PCTV's Advancement and Community Production Coordinator. He is going to be talking all about the big event that's happening tonight. So many people can't wait for it, I'll tell you. It's really been pretty amazing, the response that we're getting, and it's going to be a heck of a night tonight at Berkshire Hills Country Club. We're going to talk about that and a lot of other topics here on the show this morning. First, let's get a look at today's weather and see if the weather will cooperate for us today. That would certainly be nice for a good event up at Berkshire Hills Country Club. Let's see what's in store for us today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny. A chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Less humid with lows in the mid 50s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, that actually sounds like a pretty good day. 50% chance of rain, I will take that. It sounds like it's going to be clearing a little bit later in the day, so nothing wrong with that. A hot day, though, not as hot as yesterday. We almost broke a record yesterday.
Did we?
I heard.
It was pretty hot yesterday.
Yeah. And muggy, you know. It felt like a, kind of a July day,
yes.
Actually, more than a May day, but you know, it's going to happen. Today, not so bad. A little bit of a chance of showers and, you know, around 80. We can handle that.
Sure.
So welcome to the program again, 89.7 WTBR FM's Morning Drive. And we have Bob Heck in the studio today. Many know Bob also as the voice of WTBR's sports coverage. I'm sure we're going to get into some of that as well here during the program today. Couple of major events that we do at PCTV and WTBR, as you know, we're a nonprofit organization, and we have to raise money to make sure that we can keep doing what we do. This is one of those big things, and tonight is an event that everybody seems to like. You know, it's a fundraiser, but you know, you can't have fundraiser without fun, and that's what we're doing tonight with Eats a Pizza. So talk about it a little bit, Bob. What are we doing?
So we're going to have 9 of the best restaurants here in the Berkshires bringing up pizza, and we're going to have judges to make a determination on what they think is the best, and the people get to vote on what they think is the best, and we'll have banners for the winners and everything, but it's a great opportunity to come on out to Berkshire Hills tonight, eat some pizza, sample some from restaurants and things like that, and have a great time.
It's a great location to do it, obviously, too. Anyone who hasn't been to Berkshire Hills Country Club, when you come up there, it's just a tremendous view out the windows. And, you know, we've had so many years with everybody being shut indoors and, you know, events like this for any organization, not only PCTV and WTBR, were very difficult for a while. You couldn't bring people out together and have them, you know, join in something like this and be social and be around people and have fun. And this is what this event is all about.
Absolutely. Bring people together. Come on down. The bar is open. And again, sample sizes of pizza to, because, you know, it's, you get in your ruts where you're like, mm-hmm. you're ordering from the same place all the time and you don't want to change it up because you know what you like. But this is an opportunity to, you know, maybe expand your horizons a little bit and check out some other pizza places. And, you know, you know what you like and you're like, oh, wow, this is good. And maybe you start ordering from there. So, you know, it sort of works out for everybody.
Well, and one nice thing, too, is that for the most part, everybody likes pizza of some kind. There's very few people that don't don't enjoy a good slice of pizza. And one thing I found from last year's event that we did, and what a tremendous first event that was last year, where we had, again, about 9 restaurants, you know, sampling all of the different pizzas. They didn't just bring one style of pizza. There were all kinds of different you know, styles of pizza and all kinds of different contents and sauces and crusts and things. And so it really is a chance to sort of find out, you know, what you like, what you don't like, try something that you've never tried before.
Yeah, it's we encourage the restaurants to, of course, bring your cheese because, you know, that's where you get your big sample from. That's where you get the cheese is what tells you whether it's a good pizza or not. And then you can go from there. But some people brought some creative ideas and all of them worked.
Yeah,
it's just, like that doesn't go on pizza and it tasted really good. So.
I think one example of that was we had a corn pizza last year. And, you know, it's interesting how, you know, ordinary other food, things that you would eat in other circumstances, but you wouldn't think about putting it on a pizza. And then you're like, well, I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what it's like. You know, I might not like it, but, and it was pretty interesting, actually.
Interesting. Yes, it was very interesting. I didn't get a chance to try it because I was all pizzaed out at that point. But...
That is always a danger. You can get pizzaed out.
You sure can. So that's why it's just sample sizes.
Yes.
We encourage the restaurants to, you know, turn the 8 slices into maybe 20. So, because nobody's going to eat 9 slices of pizza.
Well, I don't know. I think you might be underestimating.
No, I'm sure some people can eat 9 pieces of pizza. I am not one of those folks, and I have sampled a few pizzas in my day.
Clearly, both of us here have.
I can't get up to 9, though. Yeah. So that's the thing. You get to sample from each of these restaurants, and then, you know, if you want to try another one, go ahead, back up after everyone goes through.
Yeah. So, we're speaking about the Eats a Pizza event, which is happening tonight at Berkshire Hills Country Club, which is up on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. If you can hear this broadcast, you probably know where that is, but we want to tell you anyway. This event starts at 6 p.m. tonight up at Berkshire Hills, and there will be 9 pizza restaurants that will be sampling their pizza for you. We'll probably go on until at least about 8 o'clock or so. We think there'll be some other things going on. There's going to be some music.
For example, we're going to play some tunes, just have some music going on. And the thing is, you know, Celtics play at 8 tonight.
Ah,
you can sample your pizza and be home on the couch by 8 o'clock. If you're not a Celtics fan and you want to hang out, the bar's open.
Right,
you're welcome to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Not as late as you want. Till we're ready to leave.
As late as they tell you to leave. Yeah.
We're going to throw you out at some point. Yeah. But, I mean, that's the important thing. You're going to be home in time for the Celtics and things like that. So don't let that deter you from coming on out tonight.
Yeah. And it does sound like the weather is going to cooperate for us. We were a little interested in how rainy it was going to be. I think people will come out no matter what. This is an indoor event.
And it's an indoor event. See, a little rain wouldn't be bad,
no,
you know?
Yeah.
You get home and, I'll just throw some burgers on the grill. you can't do that in the rain. But come on down. Who wants to cook tonight?
I mean, especially the Thursday before Memorial Day.
Right.
Where you're going to have a whole weekend to relax.
You're going to have a million burgers this weekend,
right,
okay?
You're going to be barbecuing. Right, exactly. Nobody's going to be throwing pizza on the grill.
Right.
At least I don't think so.
Oh, people do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
But how do you do that?
I don't know. I got one of those flat iron griddles.
Oh, okay.
The Blackstone. There's a way to do it. I haven't Googled atmosphere yet.
You could actually cook a pizza on a grill?
I believe so.
Not just reheat it, but actually cook it?
I believe so. Yeah, they have like certain stones you can buy that do it. I don't know. I haven't gotten to that edge of YouTube yet, but I'm sure people do. Plus, they have those backyard pizza cookers now.
Oh, well, that's true. And aren't they sold as sort of like a wood-fired kind of device or something?
Yeah. But I mean, pizza's just something I don't want to cook myself,
right?
You know? There's
so many places that can do it better than me.
Right.
Every
That's
time
exactly
I try
it.
To cook pizza, it comes out like okay. Like it sort of tastes like pizza, but it's not quite
the same
as getting it from a restaurant that they know what they're doing.
That's the thing, right? Yeah. And the time investment is significantly shorter if you just call up and you don't want to get off the couch. Mm-hmm. You can even have it delivered to you. I mean, it's...
Yep.
It's one of those things I haven't ventured into you.
Well, I could see, and there are some things that just make more sense. But, I'd try it. I would try it. who knows? You know, I don't make the greatest pizza to begin with, even in my own oven. So trying it on a grill is probably not the best thing. 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, here on Morning Drive. Bob Heck and I, Sean Sayre, were speaking about the Eatsa Pizza event tonight. So, Bob, we've had several really great restaurants, some of the best restaurants in Berkshire County participating in this event. Who do we have bringing the pizza tonight?
So we got Pizza Trails, and I don't know if you've heard of them. You know, I try to touch base with the restaurants a couple of times to make sure everyone's on board. They're a pizza food truck. So that was interesting to try and find them. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to sort of Google and track them down. They're really excited to be there. Mm. I'm really excited to try their pizza.
Yeah.
You see them a lot of times at the car wash on West Housatonic Street. But I ran into them at Balderdash because I knew they were there for an event to track them down. Dalton HD Pizza's there. Locker Room winner of Best Crust last year, coming back to defend their title.
Locker Room from Lee. Right?
That Locker Room from Lee. Yep. KJ Nosh is there. They won a title last year, too. Berkshire Antiques, Porta Villa won a lot last year. They brought this very interesting pizza, and it was one of those things is like apples don't go on pizza or and stuff like that.
I don't think I had that one.
It was fantastic,
was it really?
Sean. Yeah. It was a bunch of things
that
like you would never imagine goes on pizza, and it went really, really well. So I'm interested to see what they're bringing tonight. Papa John's will be there, Papa Joe's, and Zuko's Family Restaurant. Zuko's going to bring a couple of the gluten-free pizzas. So if you are gluten-free, there will be an option for you.
Yeah. And of course, we really appreciate the sponsors, the pizza restaurants that have offered to help out with this event. Obviously, we want to promote them because they're helping to promote us. And that's the kind of thing that a nonprofit organization, you know, that you want to support, you want to help do what we do. And of course, we want to support our underwriters. So those are very important to us. And I'll tell you what, it's a good amount of work for these restaurants also, because they're supplying, you know, tremendous amount of pizza
for,
I think, a very healthy crowd tonight. We're expecting, I'd say, a very good crowd up at Berkshire Hills. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people you know are going to be there. I believe advance tickets are still available. Is that right?
Yep. Go to PittsfieldTV.org/pizza. PittsfieldTV.org/pizza. If you can't remember the slash pizza part, if you go to PittsfieldTV.org, you'll point you in the direction.
Right.
And tickets in advance are cheaper than at the door, but if you can't come on down to the door, we'll let you in. Don't worry about
that. But you can keep buying advance tickets up until about 3
o'clock. Yeah,
today,
we got to shut it down at some point. Yeah. So we had people in the parking lot last year buying advance tickets, and then we can't do that. Yeah. So,
and if you are sort of not great with the website and you want to just call us, you can do that today also, 445-4234, and we can set you up with some advance tickets again up until about 3 p.m.
Or I guess you could physically come here. Somebody
That's
did
true.
That yesterday, which for the first time ever.
You can always walk in. We'll take care of you.
We'll take your money.
Absolutely. So Eatsa Pizza tonight again at Berkshire Hills Country Club, and it's going to be quite the event. Now let's talk about the judging and the types of awards that the pizza places are up for, because obviously they're all good sports. They're all coming and providing the pizza, but there's a little bit of kind of bragging rights that comes along with this as well. And we do appreciate the judging and the also the opinion of the public, the people who are coming to sample the pizza. They get a voice in this too, right? How's that work?
Yeah, correct. We're going to have QR codes and opportunities to vote for your favorite pizza place. And we'll have three judges that'll determine best crust, best sauce, best overall, and the people get to vote for the People's Choice Award.
Mm. And so I wonder, so last year, who won what?
Porta Villa won best overall and the People's Choice Award. Mm. I believe KJ Nosh won best crust, and the Locker Room won best sauce.
Interesting, yeah. And of course, all those things make a tremendous pizza.
You have to have
different things. But as you're tasting it, you know, and you mentioned the cheese. Maybe we should have an award for the cheese.
Well, it's a little too late now, Sean. We had 45 staff meetings where you could have brought this up. So, no, we're not adding new categories tonight.
But, I mean, was there a difference in cheese last year, or was it all kind of mozzarella? I like a good goat cheese on pizza.
Ugh.
No?
Not a goat cheese
feta
guy. No, it's a pizza.
Yes, that's the event. Eats a pizza.
It's a pizza. You don't keep it simple. The mozzarella.
Yeah, that's it, huh?
I think so. Yeah. And you can get the margarita pizzas are pretty good. I don't know what cheese is on that, but
I think that's still. I think it's fresh mozzarella, right?
Mozzarella.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But you know, it does make a difference sometimes the quality of the cheese they use. I've noticed that on some of the cheaper pizzas that you get, it gets a little greasier, and that's how you know that maybe they're not using the best cheese.
Yeah,
I'm being a little picky here now. But, yeah. when you're on TV, you eat a lot of pizza.
You're getting into judge mode here.
But the fantastic thing is that when you come to the event tonight up at Berkshire Hills Country Club, you get a chance to walk around, and you can even chat with the restaurants, and I'm sure they would love that also when you're in line there and you're talking about the pizzas. You know, they might have 2, 3, 4 different kinds that you can try while they're there. They're going to be sample size, so again, you're not going to be trying to eat a full piece of pizza from 9 different restaurants. Mm-hmm. That would be really difficult. Chat about what they do. I'm sure they'd be really interested in letting you know, where they are and what they do.
Right. I would probably go through the line, eat, and then go back and have those conversations because the first half hour or so is just going to be a madhouse for them. So they're going to probably not have the time to discuss with you. But once that first rush goes through, they're pretty much wide open. And they'll have, some of them will have trinkets and menus and things like that. So
yeah, picking up a menu is probably a good idea. And a lot of them will have those as well. So, some of the restaurants specialize in delivery. I think that's some of their strengths, and some of them are more of a sit down restaurant, and some of them are more of a catering restaurant. I think of the food truck as sort of a new type of a thing too, right?
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity to try pizza from there yet. It's I drive home. I live right down West Hoosier, so I pass it at the that car wash down there, and it's like, oh, I should try that. I don't know how this whole thing works, so I'll get details tonight.
Well, and that will be a good chance to find out how they are. I think you might be surprised. So as you're driving by Berkshire Hills Country Club tonight, maybe you happen to be going by and you had forgotten that the event is tonight, you'll still be able to do a walk-in and buy a ticket at the door, and they're just a little bit more expensive that way. So if you're thinking that you're definitely going to come tonight, you might want to go ahead and get that advance ticket online. And again, that's pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. And that's where you can find it. And of course, all the proceeds of this fundraiser that we're kind of pitching here this morning go right to PCTV and WTBR-FM to support the work that you see us do all the time. Programs like this, Morning Drive, your city council meetings, your 4th of July parades, all the things that this organization does on a regular basis. That's what you're supporting by buying your tickets and eating some pizza tonight.
Right. Not everyone realizes we're a nonprofit organization, so we need to do things like this, and we need your donations and your help and support to keep doing things like this.
Yeah. And, of course, anyone who listens to us in November knows that we do a radiothon. Mm-hmm. That's our one big fundraiser for the radio station every year. This Eats a Pizza event is kind of our big one for PCTV. But, of course, the money will also go to support this radio station as well. And if you're watching on Channel 1301 today or on PCTV Select, you know that Morning Drive is also a simulcast. So it's not only on 89.7, it is on the PCTV channels as well. And I think we seem to get an even response in terms of how many people watch versus listen. I think it's a kind of a regular thing for a lot of people. They'll jump in their cars, head over to work, and put on Morning Drive and see who's talking today. And it's always an interesting show, one way or the other.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I used to tune in and, oh, that's the guest. Okay, that's the guest. Yeah. Click.
Oh, that can happen. But
I'm sure lots of people, this dude, click.
Well, the nice thing about community radio is that you get a chance to do some things that commercial radio stations either can't or won't do. They have other priorities. It happens to be that they need to sell advertisements and they need to keep an audience sort of hooked in. And then, you know, they can't always explore longer topics, for example.
Right.
So the morning drive show is usually an interview with one, maybe two different guests or topics. And we really get to jump in and explore some longer subjects, for example, without a lot of breaks and a lot of ads.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be on the commercial radio side, and I used to have interesting guests, and
sure,
I'd want to have longer conversations, and I would, and then I'd get dragged into an office. And again, we were talking off air, you know, I try and go through life being hassled as little as possible. Yeah. So that's not ideal for someone like, you know, this is an interesting guest.
Right.
Well, you know, they don't advertise on the station. Well, they're still interesting. Like, don't get me started, Sean.
Yeah,
don't get me started.
You know,
you got me started.
It's funny because I was at an event, a conference yesterday, talking about how community television stations and community radio stations can enhance their fundraising and their income. And one of the panelists told us, well, you know, I come from the background that you just described, a commercial radio background. And he said, it was always our theme that, you know, you don't do something until you have a sponsor for it. So
right.
you want to do something new, you got to have a sponsor, and then we can talk. You know, then we can make something happen. And I thought that was an interesting perspective, because I think a lot of times in nonprofit, we think the opposite way. We think, well, we got to do this thing. Let's just go and do it, and then maybe we can get some support for it. And it's really a different perspective, isn't it, on the commercial side.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many ideas I've come up with? Well, who's going to sponsor that? Well, you're the salesperson. You tell me. And, yeah, no, it was and then I come here and I throw out ideas. And they're like, yeah, go do it. And I'm like, but I don't want to do a 30-minute documentary on the 4th of July parade. I was hoping you would do it.
Yeah, right. There's no shortage of good ideas out there.
No, there is not.
For sure.
No, there's not.
But there are ways to do things, and you know, that's what we try to do here. So events like this, the Eats a Pizza event, where and you know, it's really heartwarming, I think, to see so many people show up and, you know, obviously enjoy themselves and have some pizza and you know, chat among themselves, have a drink at the bar, whatever they're going to do. But also, they know that when they're plunking that money down for the ticket, they're also supporting the work of a great organization like PCTV. And that's so that we appreciate that. I'll say that in advance of anybody who's coming tonight. We appreciate you coming and supporting us in this endeavor and everything that we do here.
Absolutely. And thanks to the folks at Berkshire Hills and KJ Nosh. They're always there for us. So we definitely appreciate them allowing us to use their room.
Absolutely.
And them serving up some flatbreads and,
yep,
and helping us out.
Yeah. So again, if you're just joining us, the event we're talking about is Eats a Pizza. It is a fundraiser for PCTV and WTBR-FM. And of course, we're talking about it this morning because it's happening tonight. If you're listening now, there's still a chance to get some advance tickets. The tickets are less expensive if you buy them in advance. You can still get those up until about 3 p.m. This afternoon, pittsfieldtv.org/pizza, or just give us a call here at 445-4234 after 9 o'clock when someone will be here. Answer. Yeah. People don't understand sometimes this morning drive show is happening well before anybody gets here. It's just one of those things, right? Radio is just one of those it skews earlier, shall
yes.
we say. Most of the big audience for radio is in the morning. So there's a bit of a sacrifice to make sure that you can reach people when they're actually listening to the radio.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a great idea to have me and Sean when, you know, I'm working till 8:30 tonight. It's like, oh, yeah, appreciate
taking
it.
Taking one for the team here today. Does make for some long days. And, you know, TV people, I think, generally tend to be later people. You know, just very diametrically opposed. We do things that happen at night. And
yes.
Sometimes, depending on how late the council meeting goes or the school committee meeting goes, long into the night. You know, we've seen meetings, you know, break the 12 midnight barrier. It happens. It can happen.
Our techs have seen that. I've never seen that because I'm in bed long before that.
Oh, yeah. It's, I'll give them credit for that. And,
yes.
And there's no, you know, just bailing out on it either. It's like, you know, 10 o'clock, that's my bedtime. I'm going to shut it all down. we're not done with the meeting, but oh well. It just doesn't work that way.
We should get a vote on the overtime extension thing.
Yeah, right.
That they have now.
Well, that may be coming.
We should have a say on that.
Somehow we'll have to wrap that back, and maybe we'll get an ordinance passed with the city.
Where there you go. Yeah. I'll stand up there before. I'll do my 3 minutes on this. I can make it happen, Sean.
They did recently pass a rule. I think both the city council and the school committee now have a rule, right, where you have to, if you go past a certain length of
meeting, yeah.
4 hours, you have to then vote to extend.
To extend, yes. You have to vote to go to overtime.
Right. Which doesn't prevent them from going into overtime.
Correct. Right.
But it just, now everybody has to agree to do that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that has to be unanimous or...
I think it's just majority.
Majority, yeah. No.
So the people that don't want to stay, you're out of luck. You're staying. This is the season for that as well, as we've seen. You get some pretty long council meetings and school committee meetings around budget time. And, there's a lot of details they're dealing with, and it does have to do with, what happens for the whole next year and tax rates and, all kinds of stuff. So it's all very important. And these are details that we're covering at PCTV to bring them to the public so that people are not left in the dark, so that they know what's going on. That's basically the whole point.
Right. You can you can read a blurb about what happened the next day, or you can see every minutia detail of what actually happened. And a lot of times you come away with a different mindset of what actually happened.
Absolutely. I'll tell you that I can watch the meetings, and if I'm sitting there watching the entire thing, I can get one feeling for how things went. And then I'll read it in the paper, and there's nothing to say anything bad about the Berkshire Eagle or any other newspaper, because I think they do a fantastic job. But there's only so much you can do to encapsulate a four-hour event in a one-column newspaper story. And
right.
So what you're doing is you're getting the highlights. You're getting what is the basis for what this story is, and then add some facts to that and make it digestible. But you can't encapsulate everything about what it felt like to be there until you actually watch it, or if you just go to the meeting. Those are different experiences.
I wouldn't go to the meeting. I mean, you can watch it at home, and I love how they say, city councilors will always say, "Oh, I watched that meeting at home on PCTV," and
right.
It's an opportunity for the councilors to be more informed as well.
Well, and I think here's the other thing. There are so many meetings, right? It's not just the city council and the school committee meeting. There are subcommittee meetings. There are hearings. There are, all kinds of different things that are going on. And even the councilors and the school committee members can't be at everything.
Right.
You just can't. All you could do if there was no PCTV, they'd be looking for the minutes of the meeting, or they'd be asking somebody what happened at that meeting. And that's different, again,
right.
Different experience than actually just saying, I'll just jump on PCTV Select, I'll hit play, I'll watch the meeting, I'll understand what happened, and then I'll be able to, be informed at the next meeting that I have to be responsible for. I think that's a tremendous public service.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
And again, the tone of what people said is different, because you can't get it across on print as well.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I mean, it's important.
An eye roll, for example.
Yeah.
Difficult to document in a story.
Yes.
And if you did that, you might be, tipping the scales of the reporting. So
sure.
If you're noticing that somebody, has a dismissive, tone to their voice or something like that, that's difficult to capture in print. You can try. And that's the art of reporting.
Right.
Certainly, but it's different than watching. And three different people watching the same thing will come away with three different opinions of what happened.
Certainly. So, I mean, you have the opportunity to live it, I suppose. Mm. I don't know if you want to live it. I don't know if that's a great slogan for it, but you get a chance to see in real time what is happening.
Yeah. Well, and again, so bringing it back to Eats a Pizza, that's what you're supporting here.
Absolutely.
We're chatting about the importance of community media and governmental coverage, and then also the other things that people tend to really tune into to watch. One of them you're very involved with, which is our sports coverage. We'll talk about that in the second half as well. The big thing coming up, of course, we've got graduation season, which is just starting to get underway.
Mm-hmm.
So many people love to watch their graduate walk across the stage and get their diploma. And of course, they're going to be there in person. But you know what? We're covering it for the whole community. And then, of course, the big one is the 4th of July parade, which every year is something that really thousands of people watch through our productions. We know at least that many because we have some numbers on that. And it is by far the biggest production and the most watched production that we do in a year.
Well, graduations, you've got grandparents that may not be mobile enough to go to the graduation
or out of the area
mm-hmm. And they get to watch the graduation, and not every community is able to do that.
That's true. Yep. So keep that in mind when you buy your tickets for Eats a Pizza, which we do appreciate. That's happening tonight at 6 p.m. at Berkshire Hills Country Club. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the second half of the show. We are at the top of the hour, and we're going to do our standard break with our station ID and thank our underwriters, which we always try to do. And we'll be right back with Bob Heck, PCTV's Advancement Community Production Coordinator, talking more about the great events and maybe a little bit about sports in the second half. Here we go. We'll be right back after this break. 89.7 WTBR FM.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Vessel send shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's E-V-C-O hypnosis.com. Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Hi, I'm Hannah with Berkshire Business and Professional Women. We are an inclusive organization that empowers women in the Berkshires. Members represent various professional backgrounds with a common goal, to be our best selves. Whatever that journey looks like, BBPW is here to help with programming and professional development opportunities. Through our scholarship program, we support the aspirations of Berkshire women furthering their goals. To learn more about us, please visit berkshirebpw.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Support Larry Cratchit here on WTBR, and I want to tell you about my show, Sweet Country Music. Now, every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. until noon, I'll play some of the best classic country artists like Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, and many more. I'll play nothing before 2008. Please join me Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for the next edition of Sweet Country Music here on 89.7 WTBR FM for the love of radio.
Online at Sondrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you live in our studio this morning. On Thursday, May 23rd, it's 8:03 in the morning, and we have Bob Heck here with us talking about our Eats a Pizza event that's happening this evening, and also a few other things. We'll get right back to that conversation in just a moment. First, let's take a look at the weather forecast from the National Weather Service and see what we have in store for us a little later today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny. a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Less humid with lows in the mid 50s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, so not a complete washout for today. 50% chance of showers. So, bring your umbrella, bring your raincoat just in case. But maybe
just run to the door.
Maybe not
just
wear
run.
It. But then it's going to be clearing and mostly sunny at the end of the day, it sounds like.
Okay, yeah. So
nothing
then
wrong with that.
And then, walk to the door. I don't care.
Yeah, tomorrow. tomorrow looks like one of those top 10 days to me.
Yeah.
You know, when you see like low to mid 70s and sunny and, you know, light breeze, that to me sounds like a really nice Berkshire day.
Yeah, the weekend looks good too, which is atypical for around here.
Right, especially for a holiday weekend,
yes.
Like Memorial Day, where we usually get, you know, the worst weather
right.
possible on the day that you need it to be perfect. It's never perfect. So that would be really nice if we got a good Memorial Day weekend. And of course, we got the Memorial Day parade, which is happening, and ceremony. That's happening mm-hmm. the morning of Memorial Day, and that will be covered as well on PCTV. That'll be live, as a matter of fact. It's a parade that goes down Wakona Street and goes to the Pittsfield Cemetery, and they have a service there every year. We cover that. I would say choice number one would be to go.
Absolutely.
And observe it for yourself. But if that isn't in your plans, you can certainly tune into CityLink Channel 1303 or go on PCTV Select and watch that program as it happens live. Dave Cachet is our operations manager here and faithfully covers all of the veterans and Memorial Day ceremonies that you see on PCTV. Again, another service that PCTV provides.
And before we get the questions on Monday... It's a solemn parade.
Yes.
There's no announcers.
No.
Okay. There's no...
it's not that kind of parade.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Just
right.
to throw that out there. Yep. And Dave's importance is to get the entire parade. Sometimes it delays a little bit. So sometimes there's nothing happening
right.
on the screen. But that's so Dave can get the entire parade when it happens. We got to pick a time and go with it.
Right. And that is what it is. Live coverage right there from Wakona Street in Pittsfield as the parade comes by. And then I don't know how he does it, but he manages to pack everything up quickly and get over to the cemetery and be in place for when that ceremony begins. So that is an important thing for the community to see, and we try to make sure that that is covered every single year. We did get some clarification from City Council
yeah,
President Pete White in the break. So tell us about that, Bob.
So you need a 2/3 vote to extend the meeting into overtime.
Now we know.
And again, City Council President Pete White sent it to me. No PCTV voting member yet, he says. He says yes.
He's so leaving open
he's
the
leaving
possibility.
He's leaving the door open, which is very dangerous in politics, to leave that door open just a little bit.
It'll be a long time before we see that. But 2/3 vote, good to know. So they really have to want to extend
yes.
the meeting for another hour or whatever it takes to do those things. Actually, since they've put that rule in, we've seen fewer long meetings. I don't know if that's a direct result of that or not. There were times and there were different councils.
I have theories, but I'm going to keep them myself.
Yeah. sometimes it's about the personalities,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it really comes down to that. It comes down to the people who are willing to talk a lot and to whether you're going to sway anyone else on the council by talking more. I guess that's an open question, but sometimes those are the tactics that councilors will use during some of those meetings. I don't know that you're convincing anyone to change their vote by keeping them there an hour longer. I'm just not sure about that.
No, because then you get spite voted. I like to spite vote sometimes.
Yeah. but it's, you know, it's serious stuff. They're deciding very, very important things for the city. One of the things that'll be on their agenda will be the trash and waste management question. And that's actually on the front page of today's Eagle, right down at the bottom of A1 there. Can Pittsfield recycle 15% more? And that came from the third of three trash hearings that were promoted by the mayor's office to get the information out there about what may be changing about the city's contract with Casella, the hauler that handles the trash. And, of course, the proposal that people are talking about is the institution of toters, so that people will be getting a 48-gallon toter for single one for their trash and another 48-gallon toter for their recycles.
I don't know if you're getting the 48-gallon toter for recycles.
No, I thought it was, but maybe not.
I know you're getting it for the trash. Mm.
I thought they were of equal size, and the idea was that you can that it promotes recycling. So if you can't fit as much in the trash barrel, you'll be incentivized to recycle more, mm-hmm. so that more of your cans and bottles on one week and your paper and cardboard in another week can go into that recycling bin. Of course, the whole savings that the city will be seeing will be because Casella won't need as many people on the truck. The truck will be have a robotic arm, and it will reach down, pick up the bin, dump it into the truck, and then you'll move on to the next one. It makes it cheaper and easier for them, even though they'll be purchasing all of these toters for so many families in Pittsfield. So,
You are correct, Sean. Equal size.
All right.
48.
There you go.
I know before they were talking about, when this was proposed 6, 7, 8 years ago, they were talking about 48s and 96s.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because they wanted you to recycle as much as you want.
Right. And again, that was a forum that PCTV covered on Tuesday night. That was a big one at Herberg Middle School. The mayor's office put forward three trash hearings. The first one was at the senior center. It was in the morning. I forget. It was a week and a half ago, maybe. And then there was one at Conti Community School. So PCTV, I believe, covered two out of three of those events just to get the word out for people so that they can understand it a little bit better. Again, it's not a done deal because it still has to go to the city council. That is something, right, that they will have to decide on finally, but it will be a contract that will be signed by the city, and it will change probably later on this year how people deal with throwing stuff away, which hey, let's face it, that is something that we deal with in our society, and it has a cost to the city.
Three public meetings, 4,000 news articles, and people are still going to say, why didn't anyone tell me about this?
Unfortunately, that is true. And that is, isn't that the hard part? I mean, we were on for the first half of the show talking about Eats a Pizza, and that's a great event that PCTV is going to be throwing for a fundraiser tonight. And, you know, publicity and getting the word out and education is so important. I can't imagine how hard it must be for the city government when they're trying to promote something new, that you'll never actually reach everybody. No matter how hard you try.
I know.
There will be someone that the day that it changes, they'll say, I didn't know this was happening.
What is this thing? What is this and be toter thing you're giving me? I don't get it.
So, you know, all you can do is try, right? Yep. All you can do is try. You have to get the word out there. You have to do the things you got to do.
Like, how do you not know? Do you need somebody, like, knocking on your door and saying, hey, here you go? You know, it's when we do election coverage, everybody knows right. We do election. How come nobody told me PCTV was doing election coverage? Because you live in a box, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, again, it tells you the importance of local media.
No, I know.
There's only so much you can get. I mean, there's social media, which isn't really a good substitute for the actual news or the actual event of seeing and hearing something for yourself. A lot of times you're hearing it in social media filtered through somebody else's opinion, and then suddenly, you know, you're polarized, you're on one side or the other. I don't think that's necessarily the most efficient way, but boy, is it viral. People, you know, the word, especially, you know, negative information makes its way very, very fast around social media.
Yes.
and so, yes, people are educated that way, but maybe not in the best way. Then, you know, there are things that you have to sit down and watch. And one of them is, you know, hearing a forum like that where the city officials are telling you, here's what we're proposing. And this is why, you know, if you have questions, ask them now. This is your chance. I think about the downtown Pittsfield Dunham Mall proposal, for example. I don't know if you saw how that was floating around social media and how some of the original proposals of what it might look like if they were to redesign Dunham Mall. And that got a huge amount of backlash on social media. But the whole point of their campaign was to get public input.
Right.
So every time someone put a critical post up there saying, oh, I don't like that, it's too hard, it's too blah, 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 The folks in charge, Rebecca Breen, example, would say, please take the survey. Please take the survey. Please add your comments to the survey. That's what it was all about.
Right.
And I guess, you know, part two of this is, okay, we've got some redesigns. We're going to put those in. That's how you actually get things done. You know, changing it the other way, a little bit more difficult.
Right. But eventually with trash, like, the city had to step in, you know, and just say,
clearly,
this is happening. Because our recycling rate's terrible. The amount of trash is unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
The state's eventually going to say, we're only allowing cities to do X amount per capita.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
I sucked at least 8 college projects out of this thing.
How so?
The toters? Yeah. I mean, I educated myself on the toters and spoke with other towns and things like that. Mm. So I did some over at BCC, and it was still going on. So I was able to do them over at UMass, too. at least 4 of them I did. So I made my money off of this off this toter thing. And Pete White knows. And
Well,
I almost ran for council to do the toter thing. And then I watched a meeting, and I'm like, I ain't doing that.
It's a special thing, isn't it? Yes. And so, obviously, it costs the city money. And as we've seen, there are no other communities that I know of in Berkshire County that have as a right of your of being a taxpayer or a property owner in anywhere else in Berkshire County, the right to have an unlimited amount of trash picked up and disposed of. That's only in Pittsfield. And those costs are increasing. So if you don't put a lid on, sorry for the pun, for those costs, then at some point your taxes will just continue to spiral upward. You've got to at least try to contain some costs. And as you said, it's actually better for the, you know, the environment. It's better for the cost for taxpayers. It's probably better for, you know, the workers who are picking up your trash and things like that. So there are lots of benefits there, but I would imagine there still be probably some kind of backlash for people who are averse to the change. That's the hardest thing, is if you're doing something one way for decades, reversing or changing course on something like that can always be difficult.
And you know what? The big research I was doing on this, looking at town after town, is you know, the people that heard about the toters before the toters were rolled out, it was like 75% said, no, this is stupid, I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the toters were rolled out, it was like 90% were like, this is great.
Yeah.
So once you roll it out and people see what it's like, they're like, oh, well, I don't understand why I made such a big deal about this. This is awesome.
Right. And if you have a larger family and you're throwing away more, you can get a second toter, so you're not restricted to that, but you will pay for that
right.
Per quarter. I think it was like $40 a quarter. Hopefully I got that number right. You know, it does have a cost, right?
And that's the other point of it, too, is the elderly person who's putting out one kitchen bag a week is paying the same as a family of 8.
Right.
As far as taxes and stuff goes.
Right.
It's, you know, about redistributing, you know, how much you're putting the cost onto people who are using the system more.
I hate to say it, but if you have a family of 8, you are probably generating more trash, and therefore you probably should pay a little bit more.
Absolutely.
It just kind of makes sense, right? but that will be interesting, and I think that there's at some point going to be one full council of the whole meeting to discuss and deal with this issue alone. So that will be something that people should look for when it's announced, and pay close attention to hear what your elected representatives think of that proposal. And you know, if it gets modified or changed in any way from that, that would be another way. So there's been, you know, lots of input to make this happen. At least it's not a snap decision, right? At least it's not one day you see in the newspaper, oh, your trash is changing.
A snap decision? What are we, 20 years into this?
Right.
20 years trying to figure this out? And we still haven't done it? I mean.
But here it comes. And, you know, there are other communities like Dalton, for example, that have.
It's so funny hearing
they have to
what
pay
other
for
communities
bags, right? They pay for their bags as a pay as you throw. Isn't that the way they do it?
They pay for bags, and then they have to bring their own. They have to bring the stuff themselves to the dump. Nobody comes and picks it up.
Or pay for a hauler, right? You could pay someone.
You could pay someone too.
Yeah, but and I know North Adams does that way. You pay for a hauler. They come. You know, it's not part of your taxes, and that is, you pay it extra, and I suppose you're paying for whatever it is you can throw out.
And a little birdie just told me June 3rd is the committee of the whole meeting.
June 3rd for that particular issue.
And PCTV will be there.
Mostly, yeah, no doubt about it. we're listening to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre, that's Bob Heck, and we are talking about various different things. They all kind of tie back to what we started talking about this morning, which was the Eats a Pizza event, and we'll just remind people that may be tuning in now and didn't hear the beginning of the show that event is happening tonight at Berkshire Hills Country Club, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. They're still available in advance right now up until about 3 p.m. today for a slightly smaller cost. Either way, you're donating to PCTV and WTBR when you buy those tickets, when you come. It's going to be a great event, 9 different pizza restaurants. Tell us those restaurants again, Bob, if you can.
Pizza Trails, they got a pizza food truck, so you get to sample food from them tonight. Dalton HD, Locker Room, Berkshire Antiques, KJ Nosh, Porta Villa, Papa John's, Papa Joe's, and Zucchini's.
Amazing. Was it Zucco's?
Zucco's.
Zucco's
goodness.
Family restaurant.
I was doing so well for being up at 6:30 this morning.
You remember those days.
I do remember those days.
Your body probably still hasn't recovered.
No, it finally has, and that's the problem when you get a day like this where you got to get up at 6:30 to come do radio.
Ah, 6:30. What was your time, just wondering, when you did the morning stuff for the commercial radio stations?
Oh, I was up at 4.
4?
Yeah.
That's a killer.
No, God, those days been.
And you have to, right? Because you're on the air probably at, 5:30?
Yep.
That early?
5, you got to get caffeinated. And you know this, Sean. Mm. This isn't a gig where you can, I'm going to stay up and watch Triple Overtime. It's not like I have to be completely on my game tomorrow. Yeah. No, you can't just fall asleep in the middle of the show, you know? You're going to be tip-top shape every morning.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at the local TV anchors, like Channel 10, I think, starts their broadcast at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Ryan Peterson, who's a Pittsfield High graduate, he's one of the morning anchors there, and he does a great job on Channel 10. But I'm not up at 4:30 watching. And can you imagine what time he's getting into work, right?
Well, that's the thing. I did radio at a time before it was on TV all the time for some odd reason. You just roll in at a t-shirt and you're good to go. Right. They got to get like makeup done and they got to wear a suit. Absolutely. Come on, man. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And then imagine the guy that's going to be on location. He's like, I got to be in Pittsfield at 5 o'clock in the morning for the broadcast. Yep. I'm so glad.
Not to mention knowing what you're talking about. That always helps.
Like, yes.
If you're a newscaster, you actually also have to know the stories and the scripts, I suppose, are written for you, but you're probably writing some things as well. And, that's quite the gig. So I'm a night guy. I'll take nighttime over morning anytime.
Yeah, no, I've always been the same way. So except for that 10 years of my life where it was different. But even then I was, watch sports. You know, I had the 3 TVs going last night.
Right. And what was on your 3 TVs last night?
So we had Red Sox in the middle.
Okay.
To the left was Rangers, Panthers.
Okay.
To the right was Minnesota and Dallas, the NBA playoffs.
Okay. And, of course, the Bruins are now out.
They are out.
Right? So what happened to the Bruins this year?
It depends on who you talk to. Mm. Some people say, well, it was a rebuilding year and blah, blah, blah.
They made it to the playoffs, rebuilding year, right?
I hate that narrative. Yeah. I think it's stupid. They were, if they didn't blow the last 2 games of the regular season to get an easy playoff matchup against Toronto in the first round, which ended up not being as easy as they were hoping it would be, they would have won the division.
Hmm.
They were a couple weeks before the end of the season. They had a shot at the President's Cup, which I'm sure they wanted no part of after last year.
Hmm.
They beat Florida every time they played them during the regular season.
Wow.
And then into the playoffs, it was garbage. I hate the narrative it was a rebuilding year. Yeah, it was a rebuilding year. They didn't have a lot of cap space, but they performed well. They performed well enough to be in the Eastern Conference Final. I don't think they would have beaten the Rangers. The Rangers are good.
Hmm.
But I hate the, well, they did okay. It was a rebuilding. No, they should have gone further. So they're out.
So we've still got the Celtics, and they're looking pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Although they had a close one that first game.
They scare the crap out of me. I mean, they're the best team left by probably a long shot, but they're still very immature, probably not the right word, but that's kind of where I'm leaning. Like, the only team left that can beat the Celtics is the Celtics. And, you know, they have a tendency to, you know, take it easy, or they have a tendency to just, like, once they lose a couple, it just spirals. Mm. Like, they could just spiral out of control and just, they're soft, is probably the best word. It was good game one, even though they almost blew it, to win a game like that, because they're a team, for the most part, that has to win by 25 points. If it's a close game, they're going to choke it away because, and I'm probably going to get angry text messages about this. Joe Mazzulla's the worst coach left of the four, and that's including a Final Four that has Jason Kidd involved. They don't have any plays for the last minute. No plays. It's just like, yeah, just throw it to him and put up a stupid shot. And usually it doesn't go in, but Jaylen Brown made his shot from the corner the other night.
Right.
It was with 5.7 seconds left. If you call the time, if you had like just had a play where you could get it to triple zeros and take a shot at that point, But the shot's in traffic, and he makes it with 5.7 seconds left. So now we got to sweat out Indianapolis with the ball for Indiana with the ball for 5.7 seconds. But I did like how Jason Tatum took it over in overtime in game one. But
obviously, Bob Heck, not very passionate about Boston sports.
No, it's just, it's been one of those. Listen, it's the playoffs. It's late nights. I mean, the Red Sox are, water's starting to seek its level there. Yeah. I mean, there's only so many times you could throw a guy I've never heard of in my entire life, and he throws six shutout innings. Right. I'm like, what is this Criswell guy? I've never heard of this guy, and he threw six shutout innings. Okay, and now it's starting to even out a little bit. They got a nice sweep from Tampa Bay, though. Yeah.
But that's almost 2 months into the season right now for the Red Sox, so that's about a third of the season already gone.
I mean, they've probably outperformed what we thought they were going to do so far.
So they're somewhere in the middle. That's what it's looking like. Maybe third place in
they're
in
third
the
place.
East.
Toronto's Toronto.
Probably not making a wild card this year.
It's maybe too early to tell. Well, I mean, 15 teams make the playoffs now in Major League Baseball. It used to just be the three division winners in a wild card.
Yeah. Well, it could be the college football bowl games where you don't even get a winning record.
Come
to get
one,
into a
come
bowl
all,
game.
You know? And they're trying to add more bowl games. Yeah. It's
apparently they make money. That's what I'm hearing.
Not all of them. They can't all make money. I mean, where's Syracuse this year? They were like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Against a team I've never heard of.
Right.
And they still got stomped.
Yeah. <it's> like, and they deserved it.
But then you get
maybe
to those,
not this year, though, with Fran Brown.
But then you get to those lower bowls, and none of the kids want to play anymore because they don't want to get hurt. Well, I can't blame them. They're not making any money off of that.
Yeah, now you're not seeing the stars, right, of the team that you actually watched the entire season because they don't want to get hurt. They want to go into the NFL draft, you know, or they don't want their last performance to be the one that everybody looks at and says, well, he's no good or whatever. So just, you know, omit. And so how is that fun to watch?
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess the new plan is to add more bowls and get some NIL money in there so the kids get paid to play.
There's definitely money sloshing around the college football.
Oh, you think?
I mean, way more, you know, than, but it'd be interesting to see the influence of the NCAA sort of diminishing as more of this NIL money comes in. That's the very interesting thing happening.
I've never really had any use for the NCAA or other similar organizations. We only got a minute and a half left, I'm not going to get into.
Well, in that minute and a half left, let's remind people that Eats a Pizza is tonight.
It is tonight. I'm going to calm down a little bit. All right, I'm good to go. PittsfieldTV.org/pizza. PittsfieldTV.org/pizza. You can get your tickets in advance till about 3 o'clock today, and then just a gentle little increase at the door. But you can get your tickets there and sample some pizza from some great restaurants here in Berkshire County.
And that's it. So 6 p.m. tonight at Berkshire Hills Country Club. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be a big event. We know we're going to have a good number of people coming. We've seen the ticket sales already. We're really happy with that. And we'd love to see you come in today at the door. Enjoy a good time with a bunch of people you probably know. Sample some pizza that maybe you hadn't tried before. All those things are great things, and we appreciate your support here at Pittsfield Community TV and WTBR-FM. Bob Heck, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a fun conversation, and everybody out there, we hope you enjoy today. Try to avoid those 50% chance of showers, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Have a good day.